This is Morning Edition. It's 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lin, WHYY News in Philadelphia. Some small business owners across the country say they're struggling to recall laid-off employees because those workers are making more on unemployment. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan got both sides of the story from one Pennsylvania business.
After over a month of being shut down, Donna Parton is reopening her Mary Maid's house cleaning business in South Central PA this week. But there's one big problem. About a quarter of her staff won't come back to work. Parton doesn't blame them. Unemployment benefits, temporarily boosted due to the pandemic, are now paying more than what about half of all Americans usually make at their jobs.
It's not my employees' fault, and it's not my fault either. It's this storm of oppositional forces.
One of those forces is the fact that Parton just got a coveted federal shutdown loan that requires her to quickly rehire her staff. Tanya Goolsby is one of those employees. She says she's not returning to work anytime soon, but that's not an easy call.
I love all the employees. I love my manager. I miss my job.
Goolsby says she's staying home because she's worried about potentially infecting her husband, who has emphysema. The decision was made easier because she relies on Medicaid, not her job, for health care coverage. Still, she says drawing unemployment benefits makes her uncomfortable.
I feel we're just as much in a catch-22 as our employers.
Goolsby's plan is to monitor the health risks until she feels comfortable returning to work. Donna Parton is taking a different approach. She plans to report employees who refuse an offer of work to state officials next week. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.